Robotics jobs in the Pacific Northwest are multiplying faster than universities can train people to fill them. The University of Washington thinks it has an answer, or at least a start. This fall, UW's College of Engineering will launch its first robotics graduate programs, a Master of Science in Robotics and a graduate certificate in Applied Robotics. The university capped enrollment at 35 students for the inaugural cohort. More than 30 people had already signed up for an information session before applications even opened. It's an early signal, engineering leaders say, of pent-up demand from regional powerhouses racing to hire engineers who can operate at the intersection of AI, software, and hardware. Program leaders say that skill set is rooted in a traditional, narrowly focused engineering degree that hasn't kept pace with the rapid evolution of technology. UW is betting that the fix lies at the intersection of AI and hardware, echoing an industry buzzword called physical AI. Robotics is no longer confined to a single discipline, said Su Chen, a UW engineering professor and director of the Boeing Advanced Research Collaboration, who played a large role in the committee that designed the new programs. The future will need a wide variety of robotics knowledge, and that's what we built these programs to deliver. Applications opened SEPT 1 and will close SEPT 10, with UW aiming for a roughly one-week turnaround before notifying applicants. For its inaugural year, the university is intentionally keeping things small. 25 seats in the master's program and 10 in the certificate track, which is designed for working professionals who want robotics training without leaving their jobs. Chen said the small first cohort is by design, not a limitation. The goal, he emphasized, is to get the fundamentals right before scaling up. He expects the programs to roughly triple in size within 3 to 5 years. Companies are seeing newer potential in robotics as advanced computing and the wave of AI technology mature, Chen said. They see that their workforce will benefit from a modern robotics program, and that need is really what drove this. Getting there will take machines, and lots of them. UW is purchasing robots and computing hardware for its initial course offerings while also leaning on industry donations. Robots, GPUs, and computing infrastructure among them, according to Chen. Amazon and Microsoft anchored the effort early. The list of partners has since grown to include NVIDIA, Boeing, Dassault Systems, the French software company behind design tools like SolidWorks, and at least one smaller robotics manufacturer. The industry board was incredibly supportive from the start, Chen said. We've had almost a year of continuous meetings and collaboration with them and with representatives across our own engineering departments. The broader structure of the program is meant to make it easier for students from different corners of engineering, such as electrical, mechanical, and computer science, to land in the same classroom and eventually choose their own path deeper into robotics through electives. The program is also drawing on UW's existing research muscle in the region. It taps directly into the Boeing Advanced Research Collaboration, which Chen directs, along with robotics labs inside the Paul G. Allen School of Computer Science and AMP, Engineering. That gives students a line into the same research infrastructure that already feeds Seattle's aerospace and e-commerce giants. The university's ambitions extend well past this fall's launch. Chen said UW has already mapped out longer-term plans for an undergraduate robotics degree and eventually a PhD program, with the two new offerings serving as the foundation. For now, the clearest sign of the program's ambitions arrived this summer in an unlikely form, a pack of robot dogs let loose on UW's campus. Seattle's hills make it a uniquely difficult place for robots to move around, which is exactly why it's a great place to study it, Chen said. Both students and faculty got a chance to operate the robots directly, Chen said. It was a hands-on moment that underscored how much more accessible robotics technology has become in just the last few years. It was exciting to see the students so happy to see the robots, Chen said. That's the kind of energy we want to build this program around.